You are listening to the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs, a podcast taking a bold stand against the opaque and frustrating process of blind bidding, a system that has long plagued the real estate market with uncertainty, mistrust, and manipulation. This podcast is a production of True Home Value, the pioneers of transparent open bidding in residential real estate. Hello, welcome everybody. We are on episode 5 of the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs. And this time we're going to be taking a look at the agents of change, the buyer's agent's perspective. What does it mean for a buyer's agent when they're working within a transparent open bid platform?
I think as a buyer's agent, really, if you think about any kind of transaction where there's a customer and a salesperson relationship, the most important underlying factor is trust. And one of the things that a transparent open bid platform allows for is the agent to continue to develop and maintain that relationship of trust with their client. Contrast that to the blind bid process where everybody's on edge and nobody believes what anybody's saying. And as an agent, it's hard to even know if what they're saying is true. So I think just the whole trust factor that comes from the transparent open platform is huge.
The million-dollar question always is, Cayenne, how do we know there's another offer?
I actually have a funny story about that. I had a showing scheduled on a property that was listed at $3.5 million a week ago. And the day of the showing, the agent calls me and the listing agent, and we're chatting, and he's, I just want you to know that we have one offer in hand already, and I think we're about to get another one. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's great. Good for you guys. Congratulations. I said, as a matter of fact, I was calling to tell you that my client has food poisoning, and so we're not going to be able to see it today, and she's leaving town. Don't wait for us. We're probably going to miss out on this one, but congrats, right? By the way, that property never did go under contract. And yesterday I got a notification that they lowered the price $150,000. So my question is, if you've got two offers in hand, why are you lowering the price $250,000 in a week? It's the game. There's just so much lying and so much deceit in the business right now. It's very difficult as buyer's agent to discern what's real and what isn't.
And what's terrible is you would have been encouraged, based on that conversation with the listing agent, to communicate with your client who is interested in viewing the property and perhaps even putting an offer in on it. You would have been put in a predicament to communicate bad information or deceit or lies, not to call anyone a liar. However, it is pretty interesting that with one offer in hand and a potential another one coming in, that shortly thereafter you're seeing a drop in price and it's not under contract, and how that's a game changer, truly, to your point. And what James asked is, how does the open platform change buyer's agents' process and communication with their clients? If we had this in this scenario, this platform available, the listing agent wouldn't have even needed to say anything other than, hey, you saw over there in True Home Value, we've got an offer in hand. Just want to let you know we might be getting another one. And you could have referenced that and then shared the screen with the buyer, and that would have been the end of it. Perhaps the buyer with food poisoning, had she been feeling better, could have done a virtual. And if she really felt like she wanted to get in the game, it was an opportunity for her, she could have considered writing anyway. It's the 21st century. There's lots of different ways of viewing property.
Correct. And he very well could have had an offer in hand, and maybe it was 2.8 or something just too far off that they weren't going to consider. But for me, it casts a shadow of doubt. Seeing the price drop, seeing all of that, it plants the seed of distrust, which is what we continue to harp on. There's just no reason when we buy a home that it has to be such a process of unknown. There's just no reason for it. People will, to your point, Carrie, if she had seen there was an offer at 2.8, she might have been motivated to come in at their current price, 3.2. But when you say I have an offer on the first day or the second day it's on the market, people immediately think, oh, asking price.
Yeah, I would say maybe the buyer's agent would think that. But as a consumer, the buyer isn't thinking, they're thinking offer. They're not thinking number like it's a full price offer. They're just thinking, I'm in a competitive situation. Somebody else wants this too, right? And then when it ends up the way it did, the buyer's thinking they lied. They're not thinking there might have been a lowball offer.
You're right.
But then to further the conversation, we talk about one of the advantages of the open bidding platform being communication. We're bringing trust, transparency, and integrity back into the real estate process. And the key component is clear and concise communication. When you can see all the cards on the table, what the action is, you know how to execute your next move. So in this case, before they even lowered the price, I'm shocked, candidly, that the listing agent didn't even bother to reach out and say, hey, by the way, that offer just didn't make kitchen table common sense for my seller, AKA it was a lowball. Your client's still interested in viewing the property. Hope your client's feeling better. Let's get them out here. But none of that happens. They're just lowering the price. And how is that benefiting the seller? Good for the buyer, terrible for the seller that they didn't even take any further action to procure the buyer.
Well, and I think there's also a point of people want what they can't have, or they want what they think other people want. So if you see this offer, maybe it's a 2.8, it's an offer and it's, oh, I got to go. Somebody wants this. This is not going to be sitting for that long. Even like I said, if it's way below asking price, people are going to just go, well, maybe I should go see this and be above them. Maybe I could get it at 2.9. You probably can't. But the point is just having the information changes a buyer's perspective for the good, not for the bad. And that's where there's so much miscalculation going on by listing agents, I believe.
What I'm hearing is with the information, you're going to engage. That is the idea in any kind of transaction, is to make sure someone is engaging. And even if it came in below an offer price, now you have engagement. You have energy in the process versus doubt. I would assume, Kyan, if you're going to still pursue this property, but now you have a huge amount of doubt of what this person is even going to be saying. So now everything is going to be completely examined, and probably the level of trust that your buyer has in this seller is also going down. Everyone's going to start losing in this situation. It's just going to make it harder.
And to be honest, I never communicated to my buyer that they had an offer and were getting another one. She was sick. I didn't want to bother her. And I just assumed it would be going under contract. And then when we circled back, we would see that. But now, to your point, it's a story for me to tell her about, they're playing, something's going on here. It's a little cagey. We need to strategize about it. It doesn't,
right.
It's not good.
And so I know, Kyan, you've mentioned quite a bit, one of the skill sets as a buyer's agent that you need to have is that of a therapist. And is really moving people through the emotional roller coaster. Maybe drop into, as a buyer's agent working in an open, transparent bid platform, what are the advantages from the emotional impact?
Well, they're huge. Again, just the anxiety and, I don't know, Carrie, maybe help me think of the word to describe that feeling when you think you're being manipulated, you think they're deceiving you, you think it's not true.
Well, that I mean, it's frustrating and it angers, right, the buyer. It's frustrating. It puts us prefrontal cortex shut down. We get aggressive. We want to fight. And if we're in love with the home and it's the dream home, it just puts everyone on edge. It's not a smooth sailing process once we get into that frame of mind.
Well, and I think it really impacts the whole transaction. That's what people lose sight of. It changes the dynamic in the entire transaction. Because once you've gone through that process and even won the bid process, you feel manipulated. Everything that you do from that point under contract on, you're looking at a little sideways. Is this legit? Is this buyer's disclosure honest? What about this well inspection? What about the electrical panel? All of that stuff you're looking a little sideways on because you feel like I'm being manipulated here, so I need to put my guard up.
Right. You're recognizing they're leveraging some of the tricks of the trade the pig in the poke game as a selling agent. And now you're going, okay, now I'm going to start recognizing that, oh, these things also happen when someone's playing the pig in the poke game. And that can go from everything from inspection to, are they fully disclosing everything that they need to be? Are they hiding things? And now you as the buyer's agent have to begin to surface all of that.
Exactly.
So in the, from a transparent bid process, explain the process of, hey, listen, there's one bid that's come in and here's how you work with your client to evaluate all the other bids. When you can see them, explain the difference in the communication, Carrie, as you were saying, it's a communication issue. Explain the difference in the communication that you have with your buyer when you have the data in front of you.
It's game changer. It's black and white. You hear me refer to kitchen table common sense all the time. You can sit at the kitchen table. You can look at whatever electronic device you're utilizing to see this information. Everyone can see it in real time. We know these are verified, legitimate offers on the table. We can see the terms in terms of, is it cash? Is there financing? What type of financing? We're looking at, we can see loan amounts, when they want to close, when they're willing to give, if there's going to be a post-occupancy agreement, if they're going to give the seller more time to vacate. All of these things are right there. So they know what they're up against and they know they can make a decision immediately. We feel comfortable raising the bar or gracefully bowing out. And what we have seen historically is that the buyer, if this is the home for them, they're really comfortable having information and then raising the bar. They're willing to engage, and it's super beneficial to the seller as well, because they obviously want to net the most that they can for their home, but it gives the buyer that peace of mind that we're not being manipulated. These are the facts. We're either in or we're out, and everyone can stay calm. Nobody gets upset with information. They get upset when they think information is being withheld.
Exactly.
Carrie, one thing you said there, like to quote, yeah, gracefully bowing out. What a phenomenal thing to add into the real estate buying process, because typically it's, you don't know why you lost. You don't know how far you should go and when you should go. Or even, hey, if this is the most important thing, like an occupancy date is the most important thing and you just can't meet it. Like you mentioned, we just can't meet that. So our offer is going to stay the way it is.
And I think it's important too, Cayenne can talk about this. And in fact, maybe I just leave my offer where it is. Remember, it's not the highest and best that wins. Cayenne, you can take it from here.
Absolutely. There's
my
so
offer
many
might
factors.
Work because of what?
There's so many factors. Maybe it's they're putting so much money down that they have a small mortgage. And so appraisal is of no issue, especially that's a big deal. The appraisal is a big deal if you get way up over asking price, because then it starts to get dicey as to whether or not it's going to appraise at contract value. And so then the buyer's potentially going to have to bring more cash. So appraisal waivers and this and that are very important. I would say this possession date it cannot be underemphasized. People don't want to move twice. It's excruciating to move once. Moving twice is worse. And so occupancy date has a huge impact on sellers' decision making. And I think the point that you talked about bowing out gracefully, Carrie, cannot be understated either, because I just think about all these buyers. It's Sunday night and we've put in this great offer and now we have to put in a little bit higher offer or our highest and best. So we put in some number and we submit it and we don't hear and we wait for 24 excruciating hours. And as an agent, I'm like, yeah, we're out. We haven't heard. But we don't know for sure until it goes under contract, because half the time the agents don't even call you back and tell you didn't get it. So all of that anxiety, all of that angst, you can see right there, I'm probably not getting this because I'm $150,000 out and I can't meet their date, or I can just pull my offer out because it's up above where I want to go.
The thing is, there's only one winner, and there are multiple individuals who don't win the bid, it's excruciating for the people who don't win. And you're not going to win every deal, and you're going to be, and it starts to have a fatigue. So now as an agent, you got to lift them back up, get them off the mat and say, we got to get back out there. And now we got to go We got to go do these things. You got to keep going to where they just feel so deflated.
Exactly. There's a better way.
Yeah, there is a better way. And
value.
There is the better. It's called your own value. This is what we're so excited about, is that the individuals who both win in the bed are comfortable and that they don't have buyer's remorse. And that's one thing I know that, Kyan, you've talked about, a lot of clients deal with because they feel like they bid it against themselves. And then when they lose, you have an opportunity to look at the game that was played. It's, listen, we're just not, if occupancy is a major driver, we will understand that going into every bid. And so you'll have a better idea if you're going to win it or not.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Kyan. Thank you, Carrie. And we'll get back together here and we'll talk about the seller's agent in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs. If you are ready to bring trust, transparency, and integrity to residential real estate, then don't be shy about it. Tell your friends, colleagues, and family. Perhaps you know someone who's thinking about buying or selling a home. Do them a favor and hit that share button and text a link to this episode. They'll be sure to thank you. If you prefer to watch your podcast as videos, guess what? We're on YouTube. Find us by searching for True Home Value. Thank you so much for listening. And that is about as much as we can incite in a day. Goodbye.